Thanks for being with us here on The Takeaway today. I'm Todd Zwillick. The man implicated in the death of Catherine Steinle in 2015 has been found not guilty of murder and manslaughter. A San Francisco jury acquitted Jose Inez Garcia Zarate of the charges yesterday, but the reaction has been fierce. President Trump and his conservative base made Steinle's death an immigration rallying cry, from the GOP convention in the summer all the way to the House Republican agenda this year. Kay Steinle was shot in San Francisco, and Zarate fired that shot. He's an undocumented immigrant, and at the time of Steinle's death, Zarate had been deported back to Mexico at least five times, coming back illegally into the United States each time. Marisa Lagos is the politics and government reporter for KQED in San Francisco. She's been following this story for months. Marisa, thanks for coming back.
My pleasure.
This verdict, an acquittal for Zarate in this closely watched trial. How did jurors reach a not guilty verdict?
We don't know exactly what the jury thought. They left without talking to the press or the public, and their names are not public. But it seems like they probably bought the defense attorney's argument, which was basically that Garcia Zarate, who had been homeless for a few months, was wandering around the waterfront and found something under a chair. And when he picked it up, they say it accidentally went off. It is interesting, though, that they found him not guilty of the murder and manslaughter charges, but did find him guilty of being a felon in possession of a gun, because that does contradict that argument a little bit if it was an accidental thing that he picked this up for a moment. But, you know, it was a really kind of clear case. The prosecution was arguing for first degree murder. They said this was intentional, even though the bullet hit the pier before it hit Kate Steinle, and the defense attorneys really just hammered home this point that you know, this guy didn't have a criminal past. He didn't have any reason to target Kate Steinle. And they showed some video that they said showed somebody possibly leaving the gun under that chair where he apparently found it.
So there's a real disconnect between the cause on the right behind Kate Steinle's death and demands for immigration reform, keeping people like Garcia Zarate out of the country, and the facts that the jurors in this case heard, right? I mean, you mentioned it, not only a gun found under a chair they heard, but a bullet that ricocheted before it tragically struck Kate Steinle.
And that's kind of been the fascinating thing. And actually, Todd, you and I have discussed this before this case started, which is that the sort of courtroom case was not about immigration, whereas the national conversation is all about immigration. And so I think that, you know, to be fair, both the prosecutors and the defense attorneys really worked hard to keep that immigration argument and conversation out of the courtroom. But I think that might make it a little harder for folks who didn't get a chance to sit in there and hear, you know, what was said during this trial to understand. Because the bottom line is, for the prosecution, the fact that this man was an undocumented immigrant had nothing to do with their case.
And not only the Republican case about border security and president's demand to build a wall, but San Francisco's status as a sanctuary city. San Francisco is a place that a person like Garcia Zarate, if he's picked up by local authorities, they wouldn't call the feds on him.
No, and I mean, that sort of goes to the heart of this whole argument about, you know, undocumented immigrants and sanctuary cities, which is something that I've been reporting on for months, which is how much more complicated this story is than President Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions and other critics of San Francisco would have you believe. Garcia Zarate had reentered the United States illegally at least five times, but he got caught every time, and he spent time in federal prison. And right before he was sent to San Francisco, he was in a federal prison serving a sentence. The feds are the ones that picked up the phone and called San Francisco and asked if they wanted him for a 20-year-old marijuana charge. And, you know, they sent him here well knowing that San Francisco had a sanctuary policy on the books for two decades. So there's a lot of real sort of, I think, big nuance to this case that often gets lost. Another thing I always have to point out is where that gun came from. We don't know exactly how, you know, it ended up on the pier to this day, but we do know that someone stole it out of the car of a federal park ranger. A federal police officer left it in their car in San Francisco and it got stolen. And I do think that if this were a different moment, that might be the story we would be talking about, not the immigration status of the defendant.
Well, Marisa, if you're steeped in national politics or if you spend your evenings watching Fox News, you're expecting, in fact, you know, there's going to be a massive backlash after this verdict. The president himself tweeted that the jury verdict was a complete travesty of justice. The White House press secretary has been tweeting about it. Contrast that with the atmosphere within the bounds of San Francisco. Are people there as worried about the immigration implications of this case as national conservatives are?
In a word, no. I mean, I think you're going to get a very mixed reaction if you go out on the streets of San Francisco today and talk to people about this. You know, a young woman is dead who had her whole life in front of her, and there's no kind of taking away from the tragic nature of Catherine Steinle's death, but I don't think most people here view it in the same prism. The only sort of response we've seen public call out has been a memorial on the pier where Steinle was shot, but no protests in the street. And, you know, interestingly, after Garcia Zarate was released from jail here a few months before the shooting, and he was released without them calling Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And that did prompt some soul searching in San Francisco and some long conversations about whether or not the law needed to be changed. And ultimately, a year later, they ended up strengthening it on the side of protecting undocumented immigrants, not making it easier to hand them over to ICE. So I think, you know, within San Francisco, there is not a political will to change this. You know, California is a huge state. There's a lot of diversity from the coast to the rural areas. I think this could play more maybe in the governor's race next year. We have a U.S. Senate race coming up. But, you know, it's not going to be the same as what you're hearing, yeah, on Fox News by any means in California.
Meanwhile, federal immigration authorities were quick to announce last night, before we let you go, Marisa, that Garcia Zarate will again be deported, and quickly.
Yep, no surprise there. I mean, they've been wanting to deport him since this happened. I did also see some reports that the Justice Department might try to actually charge him with a new crime of illegal reentry or something else. I'm not sure how they would do that because he's already served his time for the last one. But certainly once he serves whatever sentence he gets for this gun charge, the feds will be waiting at the door to pick him up this time.
A San Francisco jury is finished with the case of the tragic death of Kate Steinle. The national media and national Republicans are not finished with it. You'll be hearing a lot more about Kate Steinle. Marisa Lagos with KQED, thanks for coming back.
You're welcome. My pleasure.